in the hardware business in Tampa for many, many years, and I bought many dollars worth of stuff off of him. Mm-hmm. And I was in Hendersonville, and I'd go to the Arden Mays cottage out on the Canuga Road. Mm-hmm. And I met up with him at the farmer market one morning. Mm-hmm. They have those farmer's markets there, you know, and they 3 days a week. That's a wonderful place to go. You buy everything, you get everything in the world, and you get it in the old-timey style. I used to go in there and see gallon jugs of buttermilk.
So really?
That's the way they bring it to town and come down out of them hills there, you know. Mm-hmm. And boy, they had everything in this world there from a straight hound, from a straight pen to a greyhound bus almost. So we go there, and I met up with him. R.B. was his name. And he says, "Elmer, where are you staying up here?" I says, "I'm out here at the Arden Mays Cottage, out on the Canuga Road." He said, "Well, don't never do that again." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I own 39 acres right out of the town here, and I built a nice cottage there for my friend."
You could have stayed up there for nothing?
Go up there, and he wouldn't even let you pay the... he was the one fellas I ever seen. Gray fella, he weighed 250 pounds. Didn't have a tooth in his head, but he pulled fried chicken as fast as you could. Saved your life with a full set of teeth. But he was a swell fella. No, sir, I'd go there and stay 2 weeks. He wouldn't even let me pay the light bill. And he had a Cadillac as long as from head of the road. He'd get the whole bunch of us in that Cadillac, and we'd go here yonder. He knew that whole country. He raised up there. He's the man who sent me that old bell there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The man who sent me the old bell. And he sent Bob one, too. Boy, it worked for me up there.
Looks like an old, what is it, an old school bell or something? Or?
Something or another. I don't know just what it was. But it was either a church bell or a school bell, because it got the handle on there to put the rope on and,
oh, yeah.
And ring it, you know. And I don't ring it very much. I've always told my neighbors, if you ever hear that bell, go to ringing and keep ringing, come to me. So I ring it some, don't ring it very much, but that's what I've always told them. If you hear it, start ringing and keep ringing. Mm-hmm. Well, there's something wrong,
something
you know.
Off, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a room that you used to store odds and ends in?
Yeah. I call that the junk room.
That's what my mom used to call my bedroom.
Yeah, junk room.
What would you say your wife would be doing if, she went around and dusted and swept the floor?
Oh, she's just cleaning house.
Okay. What is it that you used to sweep with?
A broom.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling me people used to make their own broom.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
How'd you do that?
Well, we'd get out here and you'd have to get certain times of the year where you could get your straw to make your brooms out of. And you'd cut you a bunch of that, it'd be about that long. Cut that
about 6 feet,
yeah,
like
5-6 feet, something like that. And then you'd bind that good. And that's what they'd use to sweep the house with. Bind it with a good string, tie it about 2 or 3 times, and leave the brush end of it open down here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. And old brush brooms to sweep the yard. You know, people used to didn't have grass in the yard. Them yards was kept spotless. No grass, nothing like that. Little flower bushes here and yonder. And then they'd go out the old gallberry patch and cut these old gallberries, bushes.